Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 13th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. Microsoft announced its plans to acquire San Francisco security company RiskIQ, which helps businesses discover threats in networks and supply chains. It's the latest example of Microsoft wanting to be seen as serious about security. The Daily Beast reports that Microsoft worked with ISPs to visit people's houses in Brazil and elsewhere in Latin America to replace routers compromised by the TrickBot malware. TrickBot is used to run illegal operations on a botnet, including ransomware. Microsoft claimed to have cut off 94% of TrickBot's server infrastructure in 2020 ahead of the U.S. election. France's competition authority has fined Google 500 million euros, approximately 592 million U.S. dollars, after finding issue with how Google negotiated with news outlets over how they display news snippets in search. It was found Google unjustifiably reduced scope of negotiations, and further fines of up to 900,000 euros per day are possible if they fail to supply publishers with all the necessary information within a new deadline of 60 days. The Microsoft Threat Intelligence Center alerted SolarWinds about a new zero-day unrelated to the previous Sunburst supply chain attacks. SolarWinds has released a patch for the ServU remote code execution vulnerability and states, "To the best of our understanding, no other SolarWinds products have been affected by this vulnerability." Twitter, which rolled out an updated verification policy back in May, has corrected an error that verified a number of obvious bots yesterday. The fake accounts, which had not tweeted, had their blue checks removed and were suspended. The company states the error was due to a gap in training and will again improve verification procedures. To promote Space Jam: A New Legacy, Warner Brothers is giving away 91,000 limited edition NFTs featuring LeBron James and Looney Tunes characters. The NFTs will be distributed through Nifties, promising a free NFT to anyone who registers an account while supplies last. Google announced the consumer-focused Backup and Sync, as well as the business-focused Drive File Stream, will be phased out in favor of Drive for desktop. Drive will sync local files to Google Photos or Google Drive, and users of Backup and Sync and Drive File Stream will be prompted to transition to Drive over the coming months. Verizon is working on a new tool to crack down on spam calls. As part of their Call Filter app, the new Neighborhood Filter tool will automatically filter out spoofed calls attempting to look local. There's also a paid tier for $3 a month with premium features like a spam risk assessment meter and access to a database with over 100 million confirmed spam numbers. Due to the ongoing global chip shortage, Chevy Tahoes and Suburbans, as well as the GMC Denali, are being built without a wireless charging feature. Purchasers will be given a $75 credit as compensation for the feature being unavailable. YouTube Shorts, Google's TikTok competitor, is now available globally. While still in beta after first launching in India and the UK, Shorts is now accessible across more than 100 countries around the world where YouTube is available. At Google's Game Developer Summit 2021, the company announced a new feature in Android 12 that will let users begin playing games before a download is finished. The company already offers Google Play Instant, which lets users try out games by playing directly in the Play Store. With the feature, Google estimates that players will be able to begin a 400-megabyte game in half the time. After a technical preview involving 8 Ring cameras in the US earlier this year, Ring has now globally rolled out increased security features to 13 doorbells and cameras. This update enables end-to-end encryption, a choice of authenticator apps for add-in login security, and CAPTCHAs to better prevent automated login attempts. Google Meet will begin enforcing its 60-minute time limit on calls with 3 or more people after disabling the restriction earlier in the pandemic when Meet was made available for all users back in April 2020. One-on-one calls remain able to run for 24 hours on both free and enterprise accounts. And Heritage Auctions sold a sealed copy of Super Mario 64, released in 1996, for $1.56 million. This follows the trend of rising prices for classic games, as an unopened copy of Super Mario Bros. For the NES went for $660,000 in April, and an early production run copy of The Legend of Zelda, also on Nintendo, fetched $870,000 on July 10th. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.